baking powder, put it together, make corn, what we call corn dodgers, to go along with the fish.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what we call it here. And that other one you talked about there was biscuits.
Biscuits?
Out of what? Flour. So you made biscuits and the cornbread then out of and these are that cornbread they used to call it, make what they call a pone. A mm-hmm. cornbread. Mm-hmm. Pone. Call it pone cornbread, in other words. Make it up in a couple of pones and a baker set it in the oven and let it rise and make regular cornbread.
Yeah,
so
uh-huh.
Bake it.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call cornbread that's baked in the ashes of a fire? Do you have a word for that? I think this may be in North Georgia.
I don't know.
Okay.
We do sweet potatoes like that.
Yeah. But this is
ash a potatoes.
Special word. Some people call it ash cake.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
I think that's North Georgia.
I never heard of it before. So I know we've made cornbread on fire in a griddle or an old iron frying pan thing,
yeah.
You know, but we didn't call it that.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Muffin.
Okay. What do you call a round, flat pastry that's about that big around and it has a hole in the middle and it's made with baking powder?
A donut.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's made with yeast? Call it the same thing?
Same thing, is right.
Okay. What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet and eaten with syrup?
Flapjacks.
Okay. Is that what you call them too?
I call them pancakes. I just call them.
Batter cakes, you call them?
Pancakes.
A lot of people call them pancakes. Now, I used to, that was flapjacks.
Uh-huh.
In my coming up days, that's
yeah.
what they called it.
Well,
flapjacks.
That's what I want. That's
flapjacks.
What I want. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's slated but not smoked?
A pork.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl, hog's head, and stuff like that?
Hog head cheese.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? The hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Kernel.
Okay. And how about the center of a peach?
A kernel.
Okay. And what do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
I don't know the name for it, but it's not a clear seed. Clear seed, the peach pulls away from the seed, the other won't.
Okay.
I don't know what the name.
What do you call beans that are not shelled?
Snap beans.
Okay. What do you call large, flat, yellowish beans that that you do shell? They're as big as my thumbnail.
Lima beans.
Okay. Let me see. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten? Or does it depend on what they are? I mean, whether they're turnips or beets?
Well, we never ate the tops of beets. We pickle and eat the root.
Uh-huh. Well, how about the tops
turnip,
of turnips?
Tops of turnips, we eat those.
Well, what do you call them?
And turnip tops.
Okay.
And turnip roots.
Okay.
And I think they label that way on the can, I believe they are.
Oh, are they?
With a can,
uh-huh.
I think they are.
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten in your hands?
Corn on a cob.
Okay. And what, that's North Georgia. What do you call an animal that's black and it has a white stripe down its back and it smells awful?
Okay.
Okay.
Better known as skunk.
Okay.
Actually, we all called it skunk back in my day.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Skunk.
Well, be sure to get that one then. What do you call a polecat? What do you call a little animal that's about that tall?